But if you need to reach me, you're welcome to text me or call me. If anything else, all right, let's enjoy some music.
Thank you.
compassion, O God. We confess to you all our sins. Our goodness have you, and we cannot free ourselves. In your mercy, pull us back to you. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Restore us to dwell in your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your sins are forgiven. Rest in God's love. Amen.
Carry me.
Teach us, good Lord God, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, except that of knowing that we do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated for our readings.
The first reading. Jeremiah accuses God of forcing him into a ministry that brings him only contempt and persecution. Yet, Jeremiah is confident that God will be a strong protector against his enemies and commits his life into God's hand. A reading from the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. O Lord, you have enticed me and I was enticed. You have overpowered me and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and a derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around. Denounce him, let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a terrifying warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. This is the word of the Lord. We'll read the psalm responsibly. Surely for your sake I have suffered reproach, and shame has covered my face.
I am become a stranger to my own kindred, an alien to my mother's children.
Zeal for your house has eaten me up. The scorn of those who scorn you has fallen upon me.
I humbled myself with fasting, but thou hast turned to my reproach.
I put on sackcloth also, and became a byword among them.
Those who sit at the gate murmur against me, and the drunkard makes songs about me.
But as for me, this is my prayer to you at the time you have set, O Lord. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help.
Save me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Let me be rescued from those who hate me and out of the deep waters.
Let not the torrent of waters wash over me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Do not let the pit shut its mouth upon me.
Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind, and your great compassion turn to me.
Hide not your face from your servant. Be swift and answer me, for I am in distress.
Draw near to me and redeem me, because of my enemies, deliver me.
Our second reading. In baptism, we were incorporated into the reality of Christ's death and resurrection. We have been made new in Christ through his death and resurrection to live free from sin. A reading from the 6th chapter of Romans. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may increase? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, so we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
gospel story contains some verses that are strange to us, because usually Jesus is the one who is working towards peace and harmony and people living together peacefully and well. So it is based in a certain place and a certain time that Jesus chose to use these words. I will focus, however, on another part today, and that is that God created everything and everyone in this world, including sparrows. Last week's reading had the image of eagles in it. Eagles are one of the largest and strongest birds. Today's gospel lesson talks about sparrows. Sparrows are fairly small. They are not particularly strong. They don't fly up extremely high in the sky. They are not fast like little hummingbirds. And sparrows are not particularly colorful like cardinals or bluebirds, yellow finches or blue jays. Sparrows appear ordinary to us. And yet, God created each one of them. Each sparrow, as a matter of fact, is unique and just a little different than any other sparrow. In God's eyes, ordinary sparrows are extraordinary. Not one of them will fall to the ground without God noticing. Each sparrow is important in God's eyes. God has also created each one of us. And everyone has been created unique and special. Even identical twins have different fingerprints. Isn't that amazing? Our gospel text tells us, do not be afraid. Each sparrow is important to God. And yet, Jesus says, you are even more important to me than sparrows. Everyone is important to God. And even that's the case, sometimes in people, we struggle to treat everyone as important to God and in this world. I wonder why it is that we as people sometimes have the need to declare someone else less important than another human being. We tend to compare. Why do we need to create in groups and declare others to be on the outside? It happens a lot in high school, and sadly, it often continues after high school. Why does our culture assign different values to different people? That is not how God looks at us. God created each one of us in the image of God, and God created each one of us unique and special. Everyone is of great value to our Lord. In fact, God loves us so much that God sent his only Son Jesus into the world. And Jesus sacrificed his own life, dying on the cross, while we still make mistakes and are sinners. When Jesus allowed himself to be bullied, mistreated, and killed, he did so that no one else would need to experience being bullied, mistreated, or killed. And yet, sometimes we still do these things to one another. So God calls each one of us to live a life that lifts up the value of each person. There's a story about the singer Billy Joel. You may have heard some of his songs on the radio or in other places where you listen to music. As a young boy, Billy was teased a lot because he was shorter than the rest of the kids in his class. Sometimes he wished that he could just be somebody else. Every time Billy expressed something negative about himself, his mother would say, "Don't worry, you don't have to be like anybody else. We are all unique, we're all different, and you too have something wonderful to share with the world. I love you, just the way you are." The words of a mother who unconditionally loved her son found expression in one of Billy Joel's songs, "Just the Way You Are." "Don't go changing to try and please me. I love you just the way you are." I believe that's also God's words today to baby Peyton and his mom Jade and his dad Damien. In fact, I believe that is God's words to each one of us. "You are highly valued, and I love you just the way you are." Now God calls each one of us to live out and share God's love with all. Thanks be to God. Amen.